Dark money. Sounds evil, doesn't it? For the past several years, the Texas Ethics Commission has been mired in an investigation of a group called Empower Texans, an organization that pushes a limited government agenda and supports candidates who share its values. But notably, it does not disclose its donors. As the clock has ticked on a high-profile complaint against the group, concerns have grown over whether the Ethics Commission has what it takes to do its job. You know, policing campaign money. And this could be a landmark day in that story. So writes David Rauf, Austin Bureau reporter for the San Antonio Express News. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So explain this argument that's at the core of this conflict between Empower Texans and the Texas Ethics Commission. What's at issue here?
This is a case that involves Empower Texans, an anti-tax and limited government group that wields tremendous clout in conservative circles, in part because of scorecards that they issue grading legislators, endorsements that hold a lot of sway in Tea Party circles, and of course, a mountain of independent expenditures over the last couple of years to influence state elections. Now, Empower Texans is a 501c4 tax-exempt organization.
Right, right.
They're allowed to influence elections with mailers or TV ads without having to disclose their donors, a practice that's been labeled dark money and has become somewhat controversial in Texas over the last couple of years. And Empower Texans has become the spotlight of the dark money disclosure fight, in part because of this Texas Ethics Commission investigation. So back in 2012, State Representative Jim Keffer and now former State Representative Vicky Truitt.
Both Republicans, right?
Both Republicans, absolutely. Republicans targeted by Empower Texans via different electioneering and communication materials as well. These two Republican officials filed complaints with the Texas Ethics Commission alleging improprieties with Empower Texans' campaign finance activity, alleging in one that they didn't fully report all their direct expenditures.
Right.
And also making an alternative argument that maybe this corporation acts more like a PAC and should have to actually disclose its donors exactly
a political action committee. Well, what is the difference between a political action committee and what Empower Texans says it is?
So a political action committee is your traditional organization that gives money to candidates, gives money for TV ads, and then has to report its donors.
Okay.
A 501c4 organization is allowed to spend money to influence elections, but is not allowed to coordinate with candidates, so it can't give any money directly to candidates, and it is not required to disclose its donors.
Let me just understand what the bottom line here is. If you're trying to follow this case and understand what the significance of it is, there is an ethics commission that should be able to take action pretty swiftly if they see something they suspect might be untoward. But they've struggled to get subpoenas honored. They've struggled to get the records that they want. And this has been dragging out for years. What does this say about the ethics process here in Texas?
So I think some folks would say that it demonstrates a completely flawed ethics process that potentially allows a state agency to, have an unlimited timetable in investigating an organization. But the deeper ramifications for this case are twofold in some regard. There's an ongoing sort of tug of war between the Ethics Commission and these 501c4 organizations that do not disclose their donors. Mm-hmm. The Ethics Commission has regulation that it's passed requiring disclosure if an organization's political activity reaches a certain threshold. So if the Ethics Commission is forced to back off its most high-profile investigation in the realm of dark money, it could have ramifications for other 501c4 organizations moving forward, in the sense that maybe the Ethics Commission will be less willing to indulge a big investigation of this nature, given the high-profile status and the attention and the end result.
David Rauf, Austin Bureau reporter for the San Antonio Express News. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.